All right, we're going to call the meeting to order.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call, Carl. Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Nobody's absent. A motion to approve the minutes for the February 26, 2024 regular meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of the February 26, 2024 meeting.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Mauer?
Abstain.
Percy?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
All right. For correspondence, I did receive a letter from Leadership Coshocton County. They're having their alumni and employers for a brief presentation on the impact of Leadership Coshocton County. That's Thursday, April 18th at 12 o'clock at Wiley Companies. If anybody would like to go, the paper's up here. They're welcome to do so. I also received a letter from the Department of, or the Coshocton Public Health District for the District Advisory Council. So I'll be attending that tomorrow, March 12th, to represent us there. There's no citizens here. Any comments that nothing for you guys have? Okay. So we'll skip down to the department reports. Fire.
Good evening, everybody. Hello. February 2024, had 19 calls at building fire, which is mutual aid company 4. We had a mobile home fire, which is mutual aid company 4. Passenger's vehicle fire, 3 grass fires, a controlled burn that got out of control. Medical assist and 5 accidents with no injuries. Dispatch and canceled the route twice and a couple other miscellaneous calls. Puts us to 42 calls year to date. February fire loss was $6,000. Year to date we're at 6,500. Calls last year we had 10 in February. Year to date was at 24. And loss was at 46,500. Had 3 calls in the village, 6 in Lafayette Township, 3 in Oxford Township, 1 in Linton, 1 in White Eyes, and 5 out of the district. 151 firefighters responded for 139.75 hours. Special details and other vehicle maintenance and stuff. We lost it. 307 hours. Last month. Payroll for February was $1,856. Question?
Could you review the burning ban rules that are on right now for everybody?
Yes. Statewide, no open burning, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. in March, April, and May.
Thank you.
And those come up at the end of May, correct?
Okay.
End of May?
End of May.
Okay.
Yep, May 31st. While we're on some topics like that, everybody just move the clocks forward. If you haven't changed your smoke detector batteries yet, do so. If you can't afford smoke detectors or batteries, contact a firefighter and we will take care of you. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Fiscal officer.
One of the legislation that we have on the table for tonight, several of them are receiving their 3rd and final readings to be voted on. First one is resolution 2024-02, and that is to request certification from the county auditor for a millage for the renewal of the tax levy to be placed on the ballot this fall. Ordinance 2023-05 will receive its third reading, and that is an ordinance to regulate trees. There were some updates made to that ordinance with the list of trees that are permitted. Ordinance 2024-06 will receive its third and final reading, and that is to adopt the 2024 version of the Ohio Basic Code. Resolution 2024-07 will receive its third and final reading, and that is to authorize the village to sell any municipally owned personal property that has been declared as surplus in the year 2024, that we can sell that through government through the internet auction. Ordinance 2024-08 will receive its third and final reading, and that is an ordinance to establish the sewer rates. Ordinance 2024-12 will receive its second reading tonight, and that has to do with the regulating and the receipt of the hauled waste that we have coming to the village, to the sewer plant. There was a rate change made in there. And new tonight is Resolution 2024-13, or a resolution to add funds. I'll touch on the areas that we are requesting to add funds. The first one is in the fire fund. The fire chief is looking to place some bids on some items that are going to be going up for auction, some equipment for the fire department, so he's requested some money to be appropriated for that. There are three different accounts that pertain to the sewer outfall project where money needs to be appropriated to account for the grant money that we're going to be receiving for that project. And then the final group of accounts pertain to the CDBG grants that we received for the projects last year. The projects have been finalized, but the final payments have not been processed in our system yet. They were finalized with the county at the end of January. So we just need to recognize that as pass-through money and get those accounted for. I am requesting that we pass this as an emergency this evening and to waive the three readings so that we can get those payments appropriated. We had a finance meeting tonight, and I did present the February month cash summary. We discussed one of the topics in there, just with the sewer fund, and just still watching that fund closely and the available money in there. And also wanted to report that the 2023 annual financial report has been completed, and it is available for review in the village administration office.
Those have been passed
around
for approval. That's all we have.
Okay.
Police.
How's everyone?
Good.
Monthly activity report for the police department. Calls for service 362. We had 27 reports taken, 1 felony arrest, 8 misdemeanor arrests, 0 juvenile arrests, 37 traffic stops, 9 traffic crashes, 0 OVI arrests, 2 warrants served, 0 paper services, and the fuel use was $6.43.85. I have a couple of announcements real quick. Want to remind everybody that the Easter egg hunt's coming up. Annual Easter egg hunt, it's March 24th from 1 to 3. It'll be at the football field again this year. And afterwards, we're adding to it, we're going to have a party at the Ridgewood Middle School Gymnasium for the kids where they play games and win other prizes. Amy Medley, the administrative assistant, started at the courthouse today, Common Police Court, upstairs, second floor clerk's office. We're still going to use her on Fridays for now to see how things go. So she started today. I haven't heard from her to see how her first day went, but that's where she's at. Monday through Thursday, she's down there now. And then in collaboration with Coshocton Driving School, the owner of the driving school in West Lafayette has applied for a grant to help pay for those families who money's tight and need extra money to pay for their drivers, you know, for this driving training school. I'm not sure what the total grant's for. I've heard it could be, you know, $20,000. Some parents got a couple kids, you know, the driving school can get expensive. You know, they can come in and fill out a form. form to get a grant, get it paid for 100%. And last but not least, I had Aaron Carvajal come in. He doesn't know why he's here, but Aaron, why don't you go ahead and talk?
Hi, Aaron.
So on March 2nd, Aaron was dispatched to a residence here in the village on a well-being check. It's dark out, he pulls up out front. He's like, oh, that's why I'm here. It's dark out, he pulls up front, he was directed to the rear garage to do a well-being check on an individual, can't mention any names. As he walked up to the door, the man door was closed, but he could see through a curtain of an individual who was standing on a ladder and had a rope, well actually a cord, around her neck and was going to hang himself. So Aaron, without thinking, kicked the door in and went in and saved that person's life. The person was taken to psychiatric institution in Columbus, Ohio, where she was seeking for help. So this is a life-saving award for Aaron Carvajal. And it says, in recognition of your selfless and courageous act of rendering aid in a sudden and unexpected situation which resulted in the preservation of life. So this is his award for this. This is what we do as first responders. I've also ordered a medal that he'll get that he'll be able to wear on his uniform.
She's on the picture.
Chief, can you stand in the picture?
Congratulations, that's wonderful. Yeah, thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you. I'm very humble.
Yeah, he had no idea why he was here. I just
very humble. Very nice.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry, is there any questions?
And you're stuffing Easter eggs on the 14th, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thursday?
Thursday, yep.
If anybody wants to help, you're more than welcome.
Here.
Here.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Joel, do you have anything? I mean, it's hard, tough to follow that.
Thank you, everybody. The only things I have were just questions, and I never discuss questions from council or anybody else
perfect.
Involved in the city unless I need to.
Village administrator.
Good evening.
Good.
I just have a couple things tonight. Next week, still weather permitting, but this next week of March 18th, the construction crew will be back to resume the sidewalks on Russell Avenue. They'll be starting at the other end, Plainfield Road, and working the rest. So I'm excited about that. We've got still continuing repairs at the Pearl lift station, rebuilding pumps this week. Items I need to have surplus from the wastewater plant that are in, no longer able to be used because they've been used to their fullest extent. So if you could allow a vote for that, for surplusing some of the items down there. It's, I don't know what to call it. It's like small miscellaneous tools, but stuff. Yeah. Stuff that they use.
Stuff.
Worn out things.
Except they're worn out beyond use. Scrap.
Yeah. Scrap.
There we go.
Yeah, some scrap things. We just need a roll call for that, please. When you're Amy, do you remember what the procedure is for that? I just need somebody to make a motion to declare
Make a motion to declare the wastewater item surplus.
Second.
Thank you. Wheeler?
It's crap.
Yes. You should have had that in there.
Wheeler?
I said yes.
Okay, sorry, didn't hear you. Percy?
Yeah.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
And last thing I have is property maintenance. Already hearing about mosquitoes being out with the warm weather we're having. have spraying done until June. So the city has, Coshocton City has done our spraying for the last several years. And that just helps relieve some of them. That doesn't eradicate all the mosquitoes, and you're not going to, but there's things that you can do, property owners can do in their lawns and yards, and yard waste draws them, tires that are lying around, don't give them a place to breed or a nest or anything.
They need standing water, yeah.
Standing water. I know people collect cans, but keeping those in bags or
yep.
even open trash containers, that stuff will draw them too. So I think if, you know, everybody's diligent with that, you can help it a little bit. Last thing is April 20th. It's not the West Lafayette. We Are West Lafayette is organizing a cleanup day that kind of goes along with that. Or they will be placing dumpsters across the street here along Railroad right before the recycling bins for drive-by collection that people can bring in their large items that they can't get rid of or whatever they have.
Yeah,
no
they're
hazardous
looking,
material.
Right, no hazardous material, but as of right now, they're looking for two dumpsters of trash. Coshocton Recycling is bringing a trailer for scrap, so any stoves and refrigerators, which happen sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're working on getting a dumpster for tires. So
that's
right now.
That was going to be my question.
Yeah.
Tires. Tires really shouldn't be sitting around the properties. That's April 20th from 9 to 3, actually.
Or until the dump
is full, yeah. And that was all I have. Thank you.
All right, building and property.
Nothing at this time.
Community business and development.
Nothing tonight.
Community relations.
Community relations, just echo what the chief said about the Easter egg hunt coming up later this month.
Revitalization.
Revitalization met this evening. Just started throwing around some new ideas for things that we could do in the village. Some of those ideas include creating viewing stations in the wetlands, a dog park, a sand volleyball pit, utilizing Burt Park more, perhaps having like an open mic night, talent show, vendor market, that kind of thing. And again, we want to get the entrance sites signs done sooner than later.
Finance
also met tonight, and Amy already covered, we went over the February cash summary report and the sewer fund. And then we also looked over the resolution on the table tonight to add funds. I just need to ask for cash summary approval for February.
Motion to approve February cash summary.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay. Fire Dependency Board.
Nothing tonight.
Ordinance?
Nothing tonight.
Park Board?
Nothing tonight.
Planning Commission? Local?
Nothing.
Planning Commission County?
Supposed to have a meeting next Monday. We'll see.
It's
canceled. Yeah, probably will be.
Public Safety?
We had a meeting on the 4th of March. We went over adding crosswalks. In front of Circle K, Plainfield Road at the Mills, French Press Cafe. Went over the loss of water in February and what happened with that. Also want to find out the age of some of the water lines in town to get on that and get some of the older ones replaced before we have issues. I'm going to start looking at adding hydrants in the Welker addition and see what can be done about the hydrants at Fairview Manor because the hydrants that are in Fairview Manor are essentially useless to the fire department because the water that goes in there goes through a meter, so it gets, what's it go from, 5-inch, 6-inch to 2? So it chokes it down, there's no pressure. So it's essentially useless. If there's a big fire at Fairview Manor,
scary.
We'll be running tankers in the town, which is sad.
Yeah.
So we need to do something about that.
622-2626.
Yes. went over some possible funding for the new building. The future of fire and EMS in the village, and looked at or touched on streetlights behind DG in the new addition that needs, they need added still. And that's it.
Okay. Public Works.
Nothing tonight.
Records retention. And rules. So we did attend a meeting in the municipal, LML, and they did suggest that instead of having 3-person committees, that instead of that, because if Jason would text Adam, that's technically a meeting, they suggested that we do 5, and since there are only 6 of you, we're suggesting instead of having individual committee meetings, just doing that the hour before this meeting, every committee, or every meeting. So we would come here at 6 and meet as a committee to go over all of the things on all of the committee reports. You would still be the chair of your committee. You would still report at the committee report portion, but that would free up all of the meeting on Tuesday, meeting on Thursday, 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. It would streamline things, and it would cover everyone safety-wise so that if Brittany did text him, it wouldn't be a meeting, an unrecorded open meeting. So that was one of the things they discussed. Does anyone have any thoughts on that? I mean, it's really,
I think it would
up.
Be nice because we don't have to come here on the random days at random times. We're already here the second and fourth Monday every month and just show up an hour early.
I like it because everyone's involved, not just two or three.
Yeah.
So if something is brought up and it's shot down by the committee, say I bring something up and you're not in that committee, you could say, well, wait a minute, let's talk about that. You know, I think it would open up our business more to all of us.
Yeah, it involves us all instead of just 3 of us. Plus it keeps us out of potential problems for not having recorded a text message that would counts by law as a meeting. They harped on that at that meeting.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I got from that entire meeting was, don't do dumb shit.
They did say that over and over again.
Yeah, just like that.
Exactly.
All right, so I'm going to introduce the introduction to ordinances and resolutions. 2024-02, a resolution for certification of the millage for renewal tax levy for the village of West Lafayette, and this is the third reading for that one. 2024-05. Oh, sorry.
For each of those, for the third reading.
Okay,
you do that.
Third count.
Somebody can make a motion.
Okay.
So, motion to adopt resolution 2024-02.
Second.
Percy?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
All right. 2024-05, an ordinance to regulate trees and establish offenses related to trees, replacing ordinances in conflict therewith. And this is also the third reading.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2024-05.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Bauer?
Yes.
2024-06, an ordinance approving, adopting, and enacting the American Legal Publishings of Ohio Basic Code beginning in 2024 and as amended in propriety as the Code of Ordinances for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, repealing ordinances in conflict therewith and declaring an emergency. Third reading.
Motion to adopt ordinance 2024-06.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
2024-07, a resolution authorizing the sale by internet auction during the calendar year of 2024 of municipally owned personal property which is not needed for public use or which is obsolete or unfit for the use for which it was acquired, pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 721.15d, and this is the third reading as well.
Motion to adopt 2024-07.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
2024-08, an ordinance establishing sewer rates and the sewer regulations for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, amending ordinances and resolutions in conflict herewith. Third reading.
Motion to approve 2024-08.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
2024-12, an ordinance amending, permitting, and regulating the receipt and discharge of approved hauling domestic and or industrial or commercial septage and or wastewater at the Village of West Lafayette Wastewater Treatment Plant. This is the second reading. 2024-13, a resolution to amend the 2024 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2023-57, adding funds. First reading, emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for resolution 2024-13.
Second.
Bauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Motion to adopt resolution number 2024-13.
Second.
Oh.
Fisher?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
I don't have any other business. Instead of scheduling committee meetings, we're just going to do that an hour before all scheduled council meetings. And then Amy would like to present the bills for approval.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
That's his job.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Percy?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
So the 25th, we'll all be here at 6 o'clock for any committee meetings.
Yep,
correct.
Yes.
Okay.
And we will have it timed, so that way it'll be like 5 minutes to go. That way we can get through everything, unless there's only a couple of things. So it'll work out well. I think that'll streamline everything. I think it'll make it easy because we'll all be together and making note-taking easier. Publishing when we're doing it will be an hour before, much easier.
I just like the idea that we're all going to hear what's being said.